بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today بإذن الله تعالى this is our session number 33 that was postponed from last week due to having spent days in the hospital and due to that being unable to hold the session last week. But in any case, this is going to be this week now, our 33rd session, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 3. Yani the first part of Book 3, Level 3, which goes up to Lesson 17, and we're doing Lesson 15 now, so we're close to the end of this level. This is the course of Dr. Fahd Abd Rahim, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic Language Institute. And 2 weeks ago, we began with the English key for this lesson, and because it was a while ago, and because of the details of this particular lesson, Alhamdulillah, we had a little bit of extra time to study it, Alhamdulillah, but we're going to just review it just to make sure that, and it's fresh in our mind as we begin to go through the lesson today. What we need to do is to read and translate the Arabic text and look at any of the points of grammar that it contains, and then review your answers to the comprehension questions that followed it, just three questions. And then we're going to look at the Arabic explanation of the verbs of the shart and the jawab with shart. Yani sometimes being past tense or present tense. And we're going to review your answers to the exercise number 1, 14 sentences on page 121 and 122, and review your answers to exercise number 2, sentences 1 through 10 on pages 122 and 123, which we actually had for homework 2 weeks ago, and since we had to postpone the class from last week, we added to that. We're going to study the explanation of the jawab of shart with fa, yani when it is required to be accompanied by fa, on pages 123 and 124, and read and translate exercise number 1 that follows it, 20 sentences on pages 124 and 125, and if we're able to cover as much of that as is possible. All right, so we're going to start with just a quick review of the English key, the 7 points on page 58 to 63, and then we're going to go to the new part of this lesson that we haven't done previously, that is the Arabic text followed by comprehension questions and then some exercises. Okay, so if we look at the English key on page 58, again, we studied this 2 weeks ago. So this is just a quick review. I'm not going to read the English key here. We've already read it and examined it and discussed it. You had a chance to review it for the past 2 weeks. Hopefully, inshallah, you have retained most of it. Hopefully, you definitely understood most of it, if not all of it, and memorized as much of it as is possible. In this lesson, we learned the following. We're on page 58, lesson 15, English key. Number 1, and there are 7 points. We're going to summarize them. Number 1, and this is the main point, in the previous lesson we have been introduced to shart. We will learn more about it in this lesson. So we had either in the previous lesson. In this lesson there is another very important word denoting shart, that is in, and it means if. And the example, the first example that they gave us is in tadhhab adhhab, if you go, I will go also. Note that both the verbs, tadhhab and adhhab, in the shart and the jawab shart, both of them are majzoom. And this is why in, with sukoon on the noon, and its sisters are called adawat al-shart al-jazima. Yani that is conditional words which render the verb majzoom. And then they gave us some examples. The point here is what? That in and its sisters make the mudari verb, not the madi verb, the mudari verb majzoom. The verb that's used for the shart as well as the verb that's used in the jawab al-shart, if it is majzoom, the general rule, if it is mudari, the general rule is that this in as well as the other adawat al-shart make the mudari verb in the shart as well as in the jawab al-shart majzoom. There's an exception to this. Yani if it's prefixed with fa, and we'll talk about that when we come to it. Okay, so that's the first point. The second point, here are other words belonging to adawatu, asharti, aljazimatu. We have men, which means he who or whoever, ma with me, which means that which or whatever, mata, whenever, aina, wherever, which is sometimes accompanied by ma, added for ta'keed or emphasis. And then there's ayyu, which means whichever. And then there's mahma, which means whatever. Okay, so these are six other adawat al-shart that are mentioned here. And I just want to remind us that men is used for people. Ism, it's a noun that's used for aqil. Whereas ma is an ism that's used for ghayra aqil. And mata is an ism that's used for zaman, time. And aina is an ism that's used for makan. Whereas ay, yani, it depends on what is connected to it in idhafa. Is it for people or for things? And mahma is used for ghayra aqil. Okay, the next thing that we talked about is the tense of the shart and the jawab al-shart. And we said that the verb in the shart could be madi or mudari. And as well, the verb in the jawab al-shart could be madi or mudari. And therefore, there are four possibilities that both of the verbs in the shart and the jawab al-shart could be mudari, or both of them could be madi, or it could be a mixture. The first one being madi and the second one mudari, or the first one being mudari and the second one being madi. So the verbs of the shart and the jawab al-shart could be either madi or mudari or a mixture of them. The next point we dealt with is, when does the jawab of the shart take fa? We saw in the previous lesson two situations in which the jawab of the shart should take fa. And here are the other situations. Okay, the first two that we saw was if the jawab al-shart is a jumla ismiya, then it must be accompanied by fa. And the second one that we saw in the previous lesson is if the jawab al-shart is a fi'l talabi. A fi'l talabi, meaning a command or a prohibition or a question, istifham. In that case, it must be accompanied by fa. Then we listed, after those two, we listed seven more cases in which the jawab al-shart must be accompanied by fa. And we said they are, number three, if the jawab al-shart is a jamid verb. A jamid verb means a verb that only has one form, like laysa or asa. It doesn't have a mudari form or yani amr, fi'l amr form. Okay, so if the jawab al-shart is a jamid verb, it must be accompanied by fa. Four, we said, if it's preceded by qad, it must be accompanied by fa. And if it is preceded by a negative, yani the ma and nafia, must be preceded by fa. If it's preceded by len, must be accompanied by fa. If it's preceded by sa, yani indicating future, or saufa, must be preceded by fa. And if it is preceded by or begins with ka'annama, as if, must be preceded by fa. So these are the nine cases, two of them from the previous lesson, seven from this lesson, in which we said the jawab al-shart, yani if it's preceded by one of these nine things, it must be accompanied by fa. Now, note, if the jawab al-shart is accompanied by fa, the mudari verb in the jawab al-shart will not be made majzoom. It will not become majzoom simply because it is a mudari verb and it's jawab al-shart. If it's preceded by fa, then the mudari verb doesn't become majzoom because it's jawab al-shart. As we see in the cases 5, sentences 5, 6, 7, and 8. In this case, the whole jawab al-shart is said to be yani fi mahalli al-jazm. Fi mahalli al-jazm. Yani in the place of it being majzoom. Okay, and we looked at and we discussed these examples previously. This is just a quick review. Also in this lesson, the point number 2, on page 61, we said we have learned the word kam, which means how many in book 1. Now we learned that kam is what is known as kam istifhamiyah, when you're asking a question about how many, what number of something it is. And there's another kam al-khabariyah, which you're not asking a question, rather you're making a statement that something is many, that there are many of them. Yani, if a person said, for example, kam aliman ra'ayta, how many scholars? Kam aliman ra'aytu. How many scholars I have seen? It means I've seen many scholars. It's a statement that there's many of something. Okay, we discussed this previously. This is just a summary of the point. This kham istifhamiya and this kham khabariya. And the points on which they differ is that kham istifhamiya, it's tamyiz. The word that comes after it is always going to be singular and mansoob. That's what we knew from before. Kham al khabariya, it's tamyiz. The word that comes after it can be singular or plural. It's always going to be majroor, but it may be preceded by min, or it may not be preceded by min, but it will always be majroor. Each of these two types of kam have their own intonation in speech, as well as their punctuation mark in writing. And also I'll mention here, it's not mentioned actually in the English key here, but a difference, another difference between kam istifhamiyah and khabariyah is that kam al-istifhamiyah requires an answer. If you say, how many books do you have? You have to say, I have 5, 6, 10 or whatever, requires a jawab. Whereas kham al-khabari is a statement, it's not a question. It's, wow, you have a lot of books. So it doesn't require a jawab. That's another difference between istifhamiyah and khabariyah. Istifhamiyah is actual question, you have to give an answer. Tell how many numbers it is. But kham al-khabariyah is not a question, it's a statement of amazement. Yeah, you're amazed or astonished at how many of something is, doesn't require an answer. There are also similarities between kam istifhamiyah and khabariyah. Both of them are nouns, both of them are mubham. Yani we don't know what the number is, it's a question or a statement about many of something, but we don't know how many. Both of them also require a tamyiz. Yani istifhamiyah requires an answer, a jawab, but both of them require a tamyiz. And both of them also begin a sentence. Point number three was hatta. It has two meanings, until and so that. What is important is that you, from the context of the sentence, you know if it means until, yani if anybody comes late, don't enter until, yani he's given permission. Or so that, yani I'm studying the Arabic language so that I can understand the Quran. From the context, we will know which meaning it is. What is important though in terms of grammar is that what comes after it is going to be mansoob. The verb that comes after it is going to be mansoob, and that's because of the particle n, which is called n al-mudmara, yani the n that you didn't actually see. In this lesson we also had the verb noun ha and its different forms, yani the singular and plural masculine ha and ha feminine singular and plural ha-i and ha-unna. We also have point number five, the diminutive tasghir, that it has three patterns, fu'aylun, yani like jubaylun from jabal, and fu'ay'il, like durayhim from dirham, and fu'ay'il, yani like funayjin from finjan. Three forms that we mentioned 2 weeks ago. The sixth point is specifically and exclusively for the verb yakunu, the mudari verb yakunu, in four of its forms. Yani yakunu, takunu, akunu, and nakunu, when they are majzoom, they become, yakunu becomes yakun, and takunu becomes takun, and akunu becomes akun, and nakunu becomes nakun. These majzoom forms of the mudari verb kana yakunu is permissible. And there are some exceptions, but it's permissible that even the noon, when they became majzoom, the noon can be deleted. And so yakun will become yaku, and takun becomes taku, and akun becomes aku, and nakun becomes naku. And they gave us some examples of that. And finally they mentioned the combination of two nouns combined into one, like layla, nahara. This combined word is mabniyun. It's mabniyun, not mu'rab. It doesn't change its vowel endings or its case endings. Okay, so that's a quick summary of a lot of information that we studied 2 weeks ago. We went over it in detail, we read it carefully, and we completed that discussion. And because we didn't have a session last week, we had a chance to read it again, yani on our own, and study it carefully for homework. Today, inshallah, we're going to take the information that we had, that we were supposed to cover last week, that starts with the Arabic text at the beginning of the Arabic section of this book on page 118. 119 and 120. We're going to read the Arabic text. We're going to look at the comprehension questions on page 121. And then we're going to look at the Arabic explanation of shart and jawab. Yani in terms of the verb being Yani mudari or madi or a mixture of them. And then we're going to do the exercises that follow that, two exercises. And then if we have time, we'll look at the Arabic explanation of the jawab al-shart when it's accompanied by fa. Yani, what are those cases in which that is, yani it's accompanied by fa. And if we have time, inshallah, we'll also do one exercise following it. The first exercise that follows that discussion. May Allah grant us ease. And may Allah grant us His mercy. And may Allah accept whatever we did sincerely for His sake alone, in accordance with the Sunnah, during these tremendous first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah that have just passed us by. Okay, we're going to go directly to the Arabic text for lesson 15, starting on page 118. What we're going to do, we're going to read it as we normally do. We're going to translate it. And we're going to also look at examples of the shart and jawab al-shart, and the mudari verb becoming majzoom when it's preceded by fa, how the mudari verb yani will not be majzoom simply because it's you know in the jawab al-shart, but rather yani we will say if it's preceded by fa that the whole jawab al-shart is in the place where it should be majzoom, fi mahalli jazm. There are some examples in which case that mudari verb will still be majzoom, but not because it's the jawab al-shart, but because of something else. Okay, and we'll try to identify that as we come to them. So let's read and translate and try to examine carefully. Yani, whatever we cover today, alhamdulillah, yani, we are not necessarily trying to finish all that we had for homework. If we finish it, alhamdulillah, and if we didn't, yani, perhaps Allah will give us another chance in the following week to continue. Lesson 15. Ad-Darsu Al-Khamisa Ashara. The 15th lesson begins with the Mudarris saying, Ya Yasiru. Ya Yasiru. Innaka Ghibta Usbu'aini Kamilaini. Oh Yasir, indeed you have been absent for 2 complete weeks. Usbu'aini كاملين. إن تغيب بعد هذا تفصل. If you are absent after this, يعني one more absence. إن تغيب بعد هذا تفصل. You will be expelled. فإن اللائحة تنص على أنه من يغيب أكثر من أسبوعين يطوى. For indeed, the guidelines or the rules specify that whoever is absent for more than 2 weeks, yutwa qaiduhu, his file will be rolled up, it will be closed, and he will be dismissed or expelled. So let's look at what's happening here in terms of the shart and jawab al-shart. We have in taghib. In is from the adawat al-shart that makes the mudari verb from the shart and the jawab al-shart majzoom, unless it's preceded by fa. So in taghib we have, right, taghibu became majzoom. Sign that it's majzoom is sukoon. And because the ya before it also has sukoon, iltiqa'i sakinain, the ya is deleted. In taghib, if you are absent, ba'da hadha tufsal, this is jawab al-shart, it's also majzoom. Because of in. In makes the shart, the verb of the shart, fi'l al-shart, and the fi'l of the jawab al-shart, majzoom, taghib, and tufsal. Then it goes on to say, فَإِنْ اللَّائِحَةَ تَنُصُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ مَنْ يَغِبْ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ أُسْبُعَيْنِ يُطْوَى خَيْدُهُ. Again, this is another shart and jawab al-shart. مَنْ يَغِبْ. Whoever is absent more than 2 weeks, يُطْوَى خَيْدُهُ. Yani his folder will be closed up, it will be folded up, he will be expelled, dismissed from classes. Man yaghib, yani man is the adawat, is the adat al-shart, means whoever, and yaghib is the fi'l of the shart, it's majzoom, sign that it's majzoom, is sukoon, and yutwa is the fi'l of the jawab al-shart, it's also majzoom, originally it, yutwa. So the sign that is majzoom is the omission or the deletion of the harf illa, yani the alif maksura on the end of it, yutwa. The omission of that letter is the sign of it being majzoom. going down, Yasir says, Len aghiba ba'da hadha, insha'Allah. I will never be absent after this. Insha'Allah. Insha'Allah. Here we just mentioned that aghiba is mansub because of len. Sign that it's mansub is fatah. The teacher says, Kam marratin kulta li hakadha. How many times, oh how many times, so many times, you have said this to me, the same thing, just like this, hakadha. You have said something just like this. Ay قلت لي هكذا كثيرا. Yani come, yani this is kham al-khabariya, it means that it happened a lot of times. Kam marratin is not how many times did this happen? No, he's not, the teacher is not asking the question. The teacher is telling you that this happened a lot of times. Yani قلت لي هكذا كثيرا. Kam marratin. Here, we mentioned that the tamyiz of kam, it can be singular or plural, unlike the tamyiz of kam istifhamiyya, its tamyiz is always going to be singular. Here, the tamyiz of kam al-khabariyya can be singular and it can be plural. And it's going to be majroor. It's possible it can be preceded by min, or even without min, it's still going to be majroor. Kam marratin kulta. So many times you have said the same like this to me. Yes, it says, ma kuntu aghibu illa bi udhrin. Yani, I wasn't absent except for with some excuse, with some yani reason why I was absent. Ma kuntu aghibu illa bi udhrin. The teacher says, mahma. This is adat al-shart. Mahma yakun wa yakun al-udhru falan yuqbala ba'da al-ana. No matter what, whatever might be the udhr, the excuse that you bring, falan yuqbal, it will never be accepted ba'd al-an, after this time, right now. Mahma is the adat al-shart, means whatever may be your udhr. The fi'l of the shart is yakun, which is originally yakunu, became majzoom. Sign of it being majzoom is sukoon, and the weak letter is deleted because of iltiqa sakinin. Yakunu, yani the noon took sukoon, it's preceded by waw with sukoon, the waw is deleted. So mahma yakun al-udhr, no matter what the excuse is, falan yuqbala min ba'da al-an, it will never be accepted after this. Yani the jawab al-shart is len yuqbala. Len yuqbala. Because it's preceded by len, that's one of the nine things we said that require the jawab al-shart to take fa. No matter whatever the excuse, it would never be accepted after this. Yadkhulu al-Nu'man. At this point, Nu'man enters. And the teacher is speaking. As he enters, the teacher goes on to say, Man jaa mutaakhiran fala yadkhul hatta yasta'zina. Whoever comes late, then yani fala yadkhul, he must not enter. Yani he's prohibited to enter. Hatta yasta'zina, until he asks for permission. Here, the adat al-shart is man, whoever came late. The jawab al-shart is fala yadkhul. Yani because it is the jawab al-shart is a talabi. Yani talabi means what? That it's a command or a prohibition or istifham, question. Here it is a prohibition. فَلَا يَدْخُلْ يعني لا ناهية. Whoever came late, he must not enter until he asks permission. So he is preceded by fa because it's a يعني the jawab al-shart is a fi'l talabi, يعني a prohibition. حَتَّى يَسْتَأْذِنَ, here's the word حَتَّى, يعني we said it has two meanings, يعني until, and that's what the meaning is here, or so that. The meaning here is until, from the context we know, then he must not enter until he asks permission. And here we say that yasta'dhina is mansub with fatah. The reason why it's mansub is because of an al-mudmara that comes with hatta. An al-mudmara, the end that we don't see. Nu'man, after the teacher said that to him, whoever comes late, he must not enter unless he asks permission, he explains, ana asifun, I'm very sorry. Ra'aytuka mashghulan fadakhaltu hatta la ashghalaka. Yani he said, I saw that you were busy, so I entered, meaning I entered without asking permission. Hatta la ashghalaka. Here, hatta, the meaning of it is so that. From the context, we know that the meaning here is the second meaning, so that I entered without asking permission, hatta la ashghalaka, so that I would not distract you. So that I would not distract you. يدخل المراقب ويسلم. At this point, the مراقب, monitor, supervisor, whatever, enters and he gives salams. يسلم. The مراقب, after he entered and gave salams, he said, هاؤم إعلانا مهما. Here, take هاؤم, ها, we said that this is a ism fail, it means خذ. هاؤم is the masculine plural. خذوا إعلانا مهما. Take this important announcement. هذه خمسة كتيبات مفيدة تحوي قصصا إسلامية. These are five كتيبات, small booklets, that are beneficial, and they contain or consist of قصصا إسلامية, Islamic stories. Here we want to note كتيبات is the plural of كتيب, which is a ism تصغير, كتيب, on the pattern of فعيل, فعيل, كتيب, the alif in a kitab is changed to a ya, so it became كتيب. He goes on to say the مراقب, فمن, this is a adat الشرط, فمن يقرأها ويجب عن الأسئلة الواردة في آخرها فله جائزة. So whoever reads them, these five كتيبات, small booklets, من يقرأها, whoever reads them, ويجب عن الأسئلة الواردة في آخرها, and he answers, يجب, he answers concerning the questions that are mentioned in the end of it, فله جائزة, then he will get a prize. Here we're going to say what? The adat al-shart is men, فمن يقرأ, and the fi'l of the shart is يقرأ, it became majzoom. ويجب is also majzoom because it's connected by waw al-atif to يقرأ. يقرأ, يقرأها ويجب عن الأسئلة الواردة في آخرها. The jawab al-shart, فله جائزة. Here, the jawab al-shart is preceded by fa, because the jawab al-shart is a jumla ismiya. And that was from the previous lesson. We said the jawab al-shart takes fa if it's preceded by, or if it is, if the jawab al-shart is a jumla ismiya, or if it's a fi'l talabi. So here it's a jumla ismiya, lahu ja'iza. That's the jawab al-shart. It's a jumla ismiya, so it has to be preceded by fa. He goes on to say, فَمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَشْتَرِكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْمُسَابِقَةِ فَلْيُسَجِّلْ إِسْمَهُ عِنْدِي. Whoever wants to participate in this contest, this musabaqa, then he must register his name with me. So here we have men again, whoever is the adat al-shart. Arada is the fi'l al-shart, it's a past tense verb, so it's not affected. Whoever arada an yashtarika fi hadhihi al-musabaqa, fal, this is the jawab al-shart, fal yusajjil ismahu indi. Jawab al-shart is preceded by fa. Why? Because it's a fi'l talabi. It's a command. Because of the what? Lam al-amr. Fal yusajjil. So here, if the jawab al-shart is preceded by fa, then the mudari verb in that jawab al-shart should not be majzoom. But here, the mudari verb, yusajjil, is majzoom, but it's majzoom because of the lam al-amr, not because it's jawab al-shart. Okay? So, in general, the fi'l of the shart, if it's mudari, it became majzoom. And the jawab of the shart, if it's mudari, it became majzoom unless it's preceded by fa. Okay, here it is preceded by fa, but it still became majzoom, but it became majzoom because of lam al-amra, not because it's jawab al-sharaf. Okay, at the bottom of the page, Ibrahim now speaks and says, Ya Sheikh, la najiduka fi maktabika fi kathirun min al-ahyan. O Sheikh, we do not find you in your maktabika many of the times, fi kathirun min al-ahyan. many times we don't find you in your office. Meaning, we want to come to your office to register and stuff like that, but guess what? A lot of times we don't even find you there. So, on the next page, 119, the Muraqib says, in lam tajiduni fi maktabi fasatajidunani fi maktabi al-mudir. Yani, if you didn't, you all didn't find me in my office, then you will find me in the office of the mudir. Yani the Muraqib is saying, if you all didn't find me in my office, then you will find me in the office of the mudir. Here we have in, which is adat al-shart. In lam tajiduni. Originally, yani this verb tajidun with noon, and then this second noon is the noon al-waqaya because of the ya al-mukhatabah. So the original verb is it should be tajidunani, but the noon from tajidun is omitted because it's majzoom. As the it's majzoom because it's fi'l al-shart, and it's majzoom because of lam, made it majzoom fi maktabi. And then the jawab al-shart is satajidunani fi maktab al-mudir. Satajidunani is jawab al-shart. It should be majzoom because of the adat al-shart in, but because it's preceded by fa, so we said what? In that case, the mudari verb in the jawab doesn't become majzoom if it's preceded by fa. So therefore, it's not majzoom, and that's why we see what? Satajidunani. Not majzoom. Okay? Why is it preceded by fa? Because it's preceded by sa. Yani, the particle that limits the mudari verb to future. So sa and sawfa require the jawab al-shart to be preceded by fa. Then the muraqib goes on to say after a pause, addressing the teacher, the muraqib says, Ya fadilat al-shaykh, O shaykh, O noble shaykh, Inna Abdullah fi maktabi in i'tadara ilayka fahal tasmahu lahu bidukhuli. He said, indeed, Abdullah is in my office. Yani one of your students, Abdullah is in my office. If he i'tadara ilayka, if he yani asks to be excused, if he says to you, please excuse me, I was in the Muraqib office, fahal tasmahu lahu bidukhul, then will you yani give permission for him to enter? And even though he's coming late, but yani if he has an excuse that he was in my office, will you allow him to enter? So here we have again, in i'tadara ilayka. Yani in is the adat al-shart. But the verb of the shart is a past tense verb, i'tadara, so it doesn't affect it. The jawab al-shart, fahal tasmahu. Yani the jawab al-shart is preceded by fa because, yani it's a talabi. Hal is ism istifham. So talabi, yani a talabi jawab requires to be preceded by fa. Fahal tasmahu lahu bidukhul. The teacher says, na'am, I will allow him to enter. At this point, the muraqib, yusallimu al-muraqibu wa yakhruju. He gives salams and he goes out. And the teacher, yani, who said na'am, as the muraqib is leaving, giving salams, the teacher goes on to say, Ya Ahmadu, iqra al-ayata al-waridata fi al-darsi. O Ahmed, read the ayat that is mentioned in the lesson. Ahmed, ba'da al-isti'adati wal-basmalati, after seeking refuge in Allah and mentioning and giving the basmala, yani after saying, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, that's the isti'adah. And the basmala is to say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And this is different from tasmiyah, which just means to mention the name of Allah. Tasmiyah means to mention the name of Allah. Just say Bismillah. Like when a person is eating, they don't say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, the basmala. They just perform the tasmiyah. They just say Bismillah. So Ahmed, after isti'adha and basmala, he says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, in tansurullaha yansurkum, wa yuthabbit أَقَدَامَكُمْ Surah Muhammad, 47th Surah, 7th Ayat. O you who believe, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ, if you support and give help to Allah, meaning to the deen of Allah, yansurkum, then Allah will help you and support you, wa yuthabbit, and he will make firm aqdamakum, your feet. Adat al-shart is in. The fi'l al-shart is tansuru, originally is tansuruna, became majzoom as the fi'l of the shart. Sign that it's majzoom is the hadf al-noon. And tansurullaha yansurkum, jawab al-shart is yansurkum, it also became majzoom. Wa yuthabbit is ma'atuf, connected by waw al-atif to yansur, so it's also, yani any time a word is connected to another word by al-atif, whether it's waw al-atif or fa, thumma, whatever, and it has the same ruling. So we have yansur is majzoom because it's jawab al-shart, and yuthabbit is connected to it by waw al-atif, so it's also majzoom. Ibrahim says, limadha juzimat al-af'alu al-waridatu fi hadhihi al-ayat ya fadilat al-shaykh. And he says to the teacher, why are the verbs in this in this ayat, why are they majzoom, O noble shaykh? The teacher says, in, the particle in is adatu shartin. In adatu shartin tajzimu fi'lain. This instrument of shart, of condition, it makes two verbs majzoom. For example, in tajtahid tanjah, yani if you work hard, you will pass. In tajtahid, yani fi'l al-shart majzoom, tanjah jawab al-shart majzoom, yani in, this instrument of shart makes two verbs majzoom. Another example, in tadhhab ila suqi adhab ma'aka, if you go to the marketplace, I will go with you. In tadhhab fi'l al-shart majzoom, ila suq adhab jawab al-shart majzoom. The teacher goes on to say, yani that this instrument of shart, it makes two verbs majzoom, and he gave two examples, and then he says, wa yusamma al-awwalu fi'la al-sharti, and the first of those two verbs, yusamma al-awwal fi'la al-shart, it's called the fi'la al-shart. وَالْآخَرُ, and the other verb is called جَوَابَ الشَّرْط. وَفِي الْآيَةِ الْكَرِيمَةِ, and in this noble ayat, فِعْلُ الشَّرْط, the فِعْلُ of the شَرْط is تَنْصُرُ, and the جَوَابُهُ, the جَوَاب of the شَرْط is يَنْصُر. And if you support Allah, His deen, then He will support and help you. The فِعْلُ الشَّرْط is تَنْصُرُ, جَوَاب الشَّرْط is يَنْصُر. وَالْفِعْلُ يُثَبِّتْ, and this other verb, yuthabbit, is ma'atufun ala yansur. So it also has to be majzoom. Arju an takunu qad fahamtum. I hope that you all have understood this. After a pause, the teacher goes on to say, atastati'u an tadhkura ayatan ukhra tahwi in ya yasiru. O Yasir, are you able to mention another ayat, ayatan ukhra, that contains the harf in, the particle in, the conditional particle in? Are you able to mention another ayat that has in? And Yasir says, Na'am bi'aunillah, with the help of Allah, yes, I can do it. Qala ta'ala, wa in ta'udu na'ud, Surah Al-Anfal, 8th Surah, 19th ayat, and if you all return, we will return. Wa in ta'udu na'ud. Here, in is the adat al-shart, and ta'udu is the fi'l al-shart, and it's majzoom. Sign that it's majzoom is the hadf al-noon. Yani the original form of this verb is ta'uduna. The omission of the noon is the sign that it's majzoom, and na'ud is the jawab al-shart, it's also majzoom. It is originally na'udu. The sign that it's majzoom is the sukoon, and the waw is deleted because of iltiqa al-sakinin. The teacher says, أحسنتَ أَيُمْكِنُكَ أَن تَذْكُرَ آيَةً أُخْرَى يَا نُعْمَانُ. Yani, he says to Yasir, you have done well. Is it possible, O Nu'man, is it possible for you to mention another ayat, yani that contains the adat al-shart in? Nu'man says, نَعَمْ بِأَوْنِ اللَّهِ, yes, with the help of Allah. قَالَ تَعَالَى وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Surah Hud, 11th Surah, 47th Ayat. Wa illa, yani illa in la, and if you do not forgive me, taghfirli, wa tarhamni, and have mercy upon me, akun min al-khasirin, I will be from amongst the losers. So the adat al-shart is in, contained in the word illa, yani in la, if you do not taghfirli, this is the fi'l al-shart is majzoom, and tarhamni is connected to the fi'l of the shart by waw al-atif, so it's also majzoom with the sukoon. And akun min al-khasirin is jawab al-shart. This verb is originally akunu, but because it's majzoom, the noon takes sukoon. It was preceded by waw with sukoon. Because of iltiqa al-sakinain, the waw is deleted. It became akun min al-khasirin. Majzoom because it's jawab al-shart. Turning to the next page, 120, the teacher says, MashaAllah, MashaAllah, it is the will of Allah. Illa, this word illa, huna asluhu in wala nafiyah. Yani, originally it is the particle in and la and nafiyah. So in la, it's written as illa. Ahmed says, athammata adawatu ukhra tajzimu fi'laini ya ustadhu. Are there adawat ukhra, other instruments of shart that make two verbs majzoom? The teacher says, na'am, in harfun. In is a tool of condition. It's a harf, a particle. Wa hunak asharatu asma. And there are 10 asma, nouns. Yani in is a harf. The other adawat al-shart that are going to be mentioned here, in is a particle, and the others are nouns that are also instruments of shart that make two verbs majzoom. Hunaka asharatu asma'in tajzimu fi'lain, that makes two verbs majzoom. Ahammuha, yani the most important of those 10 nouns that are adawat al-shart, the most important of them are the following. Number one, men, yani whoever. This is used for people. For example, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Surah Zalzala, 99th Surah, 7th Ayat. Here, the adat al-shart is men. The fi'l al-shart is ya'mal, majzoom. Sign of it being majzoom is sukoon. The jawab al-shart, yarahu. Yarahu. Yani jawab al-shart, yarahu. So the jawab al-shart, yani the fi'l of the jawab, if it's mudari, it became majzoom. So originally this verb is yara. So the alif maksura on the end of it is deleted, indicating it being majzoom, yarahu. The second of the adawat al-shart that are from the most important of them is ma, which is used for ghayru aql, not human beings. Yani men is used for people, whoever. Ma is used for things, whatever. Example they give from Surah Al-Baqarah, 2nd Surah, 197th Ayat, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهِ. Whatever you all do of khair, of good, Allah knows it. Yani the adat al-shart is ma, used for غير عقل. The fi'l of the shart is تَفْعَلُوا. It's majzoom. Originally it is تَفْعَلُونَ. The sign that is majzoom is the hadh and noon. The jawab al-shart is ya'lamhu Allah. Yani ya'lam is the fi'l of the jawab. It's majzoom. Sign that it's majzoom is sukoon on the meem. The third of the more important of the 10 nouns that are adawat al-shart is mata. This is used for reference to time. Whenever. Yani mata tusafir usafir. Whenever you travel, I will travel. So mata is the adawat al-shart. Tusafir is the fi'l of the shart, majzoom with sukoon, and usafir is jawab al-shart, majzoom with sukoon. The fourth of them is aina. Aina is a noun that's used for place. Yani mata for time, aina for place. For example, aina taskun askun. Yani wherever you reside, I will also reside. Aina is the adat al-shart, taskun is the fi'l of the shart, majzoom with sukoon. And askun is the jawab al-shart, also majzoom with sukoon. Then he says, وَكَثِيرًا كَثِيرًا مَا تَلْحَقُهَا مَا زَائِدَتُهُ. in many cases, in many cases, it has connected to it ma. Yani aina becomes aina ma. Now, and this, the benefit of it, yani the purpose of this ma being connected to it is للتوكيد, yani for emphasis. An example of it, أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت. Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, 78th Ayat. أينما is أدات الشرط. تكونوا is the فعل الشرط, is مجزوم. Originally it's تكونون. Sign that it's مجزوم is the حذف النون. And يدرككم الموت is the جواب الشرط. يدرك يعني is originally يدركوا, but it's مجزوم. Sign that it's مجزوم is the سكون on the calf. The next one from the adat al-shart of the most important of them is ay. It is not specifically used for people or for things. It depends on the mudaf ilay, because ay is always used in idafa. So the word following it, if it is a person, then we say it's for akil, and if it's a thing, we say it's for ghayr akil. Ay means whichever. Ayya mu'jamin najid fil maktabati nashtarihi. Yani, whichever dictionary we find in the bookstore, we will purchase it. So A is adat al-shart. Mu'jam is mudaf ilayhi majroor. Najid is the fi'l of the shart. It's majzoom wa alamatu jazmihi sukoon. And nashtarihi is the jawab al-shart. It's also majzoom. And the sign of it being majzoom is the hadf harf al-illa, the last letter on it. Originally it's nashtari, so the ya is deleted, and the omission of that ya is a sign that it's majzoom. The sixth of these important adat al-shart is mahma. Yani whatever the situation may be, mahma, it's used for ghayru aqil, whatever the situation may be. Mahma taqul nusaddiqka. Whatever you say, we will believe you. Whatever you say, we will believe you. So, mahma is the adat al-shart. Taqul is the fi'l of the shart. It's majzoom. Sign of being majzoom is the sukoon. Yani originally this verb is taqulu. So when it became majzoom, the lam took sukoon. It's preceded by waw and taqulu. Waw with sukoon. Because of iltiqa al-sakinain, the waw is deleted. It became taqul. Mahma taqul nusaddiqka. Yani nusaddiq is the jawab al-shart, majzoom, sign that it's majzoom, is sukoon on the qaf. The teacher says to them, after mentioning these six important nouns which are from the adawat al-shart, he says, ifhamu hadha darsa jayyida. Understand this lesson very well. Faman fahima hadha dars, faqad fahima durusan kathiratan. For indeed, whoever understands this lesson, then that person has indeed understood durusan kathiratan, many lessons. Stop here for a minute. فَمَنْ فَهِمَ. Men is adat al-shart. Fahima is the fi'l al-shart, but it's a ماضي, so it's not affected. مَنْ فَهِمَ هَذَا الدَّرْسِ فَقَدْ فَهِمَ durusan kathiratan. Here, the jawab al-shart, فَقَدْ فَهِمَ. Yani because it's preceded by qad, it's one of those nine things that we mentioned that require fa, so that's why we have fa here. The fi'l of the jawab is also a past tense verb, so it's not affected. Teacher goes on to say, li darsun idafiyun hadha al-masa'a. Yani I have an extra lesson. Yani in addition to your regular lessons this evening. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَسْتَفِيدَ فَلْيَحْضُرْ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْضُرْ فَلَيْسَ بِمَعْلُومٍ. فَمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَسْتَفِيدْ. Whoever wants to benefit, فَلْيَحْضُرْ. Then he must attend. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْضُرْ. And whoever does not attend, فَلَيْسَ بِمَعْلُومٍ. Then there's no blame on him. فَمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَسْتَفِيدْ. Men is the adat al-shart. Arada is the fi'l of the shart. It's a past tense verb, so it's not affected. And yastafida is, yani yastafida is mansub with fatha because of n, particle n. The jawab al-shart, fal yahdur. And whoever wants to benefit, then he must attend. Here, the jawab al-shart, the verb of the jawab al-shart is yahdur. It's a mudari verb. But it's not majzoom because it's the fi'l of the jawab. It's majzoom because of lam al-amr. Fal yahdur. Because of lam al-amr, lam al-amr makes the mudari verb majzoom. Otherwise, it wouldn't be majzoom because when the jawab al-shart is preceded by fa, then the mudari verb doesn't become majzoom, but the whole jawab al-shart, we say, is fi mahalli jazm, in the place where it should be majzoom. He goes on to say, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْضُرْ. And this is again, adat al-shart, men, whoever doesn't attend, فَلَيْسَ بِمَعْلُومٍ فَلَيْسَ بِمَلُومٍ مَلُومٍ, yani he's not blamed. Here, again, the fi'l of the shart is yahdur, so it should be majzoom, and as well it has lam, which makes it majzoom as well. The jawab al-shart is falaysa bimalumin. Then there is no blame on him. Here the jawab al-shart is preceded by fa because it has, yani the jawab al-shart is with laysa. So if the jawab al-shart begins with a fi'l jamid, and laysa is from the is a fi'l jamid, then therefore it's preceded by fa for that reason. طيب. After that, Ahmed says, كلنا سنحضر إن شاء الله. All of us will attend, Allah willing. The teacher says, متى تأتون. Yani when will you all be coming? Ahmed says, متى تأتي نأتي. Whenever you come, we will come. This is متى is adat al-shart. تأتي is the fi'l al-shart. It's majzoom. Originally it's تأتي. أتى يأتي تأتي. The ya is deleted, indicating that it's majzoom. And na'ati is also the same thing. Yani originally it's na'ati. The ya is deleted, indicating that it's majzoom. Both of them are majzoom because of fi'l al-shart and jawab al-shart of majzoom by mata. The teacher says, sa'ati as-sa'ata al-rabi'ata. I will come at 4 o'clock, insha'Allah. Ahmed says, fi ayyi faslin najlis. In which classroom shall we sit? Fi ayyi faslin najlisu. The teacher says, ayya faslin najid khaliyan najlis fihi. Any classroom that we find empty, we will sit in it. Ayyi faslin najid khaliyan najlis fihi. Yani ayya is adat al-shart. Faslin al-mudawf indayhi. Najid is the fi'l of the shart, is majzoom. Sign this majzoom is sukoon. And najlis fihi is jawab al-shart. Jawab al-shart here, yani is najlis, is majzoom because it's jawab al-shart. Sign that it's majzoom is sukoon. And this is the end of the Arabic dialogue for this lesson. And as far as the time, we still have some time. Alhamdulillah, up until 4:45. Half an hour or so. So now we'll go to the comprehension questions related to this dialogue that we just got finished reading and analyzing and looking at, yani the matters related to shart, fi'l al-shart and jawab al-shart. So on page 121, by the way, the exercises for this lesson are lengthy. They are 11 pages. So we're going to cover a little bit of it today and a little bit of it in the next session and probably in a third session. Let's see how it goes today, how much we cover, and we'll see how much we can cover in the next session. But there are a lot of exercises for this lesson. So today we start with the comprehension exercise, Ajib, on page 121, Tamarin. Ajib an al-as'ilati al-atiyati. Answer concerning the following questions. These are comprehension questions from the dialogue that we just read. Man alladhi ghaba usbu'ayn. Who is the one who was absent for 2 weeks? Alladhi ghaba usbu'ayn huwa Yasir. Yani the one that was absent for 2 weeks is Yasir. Number two. Man alladhi jaa mutaakhiran. And the second part of the question, ماذا قال له المدرس? Who is the one that came late? And what did the teacher say to him? يعني الذي جاء متأخرا هو نعمان. وقال له المدرس, and the teacher said to him, من جاء متأخرا فلا يدخل حتى يستأذن. Whoever comes late, he must not enter. He's not allowed to enter until he asks for permission. Number three, في أي ساعة يأتي المدرس للدرس الإضافي. At which hour will the teacher come for the درس الإضافي, the extra lesson. يأتي المدرس للدرس الإضافي في ساعة الرابعة. And he will come for the extra lesson at 4 o'clock. Okay, now we go to the Arabic explanation of the subject of the verbs of the شرط and the جواب الشرط, being past tense or present tense. We said there are four possibilities. Both of them can be past tense, or both of them can be present tense, or they can be a mixture of a past tense with a present tense and a present tense with a past tense. So it says here, يَكُونُ الشَّرْطُ وَجَوَابُهُ. The fail of the شرط and the fail of the جواب الشرط, number one, إِمَّا مُضَارِعَيْنِ. Both of them can be مُضَارِ. As for in the example of Surah Al-Anfal, 8th Surah, 19th Ayat, وَإِن تَعُودُ نَعُدْ. And if you return, we will return. So both of the verbs of the شرط and the جواب الشرط are مُضَارِ, and therefore both of them are مَجْزُوم. وَإِن تَعُودُ, originally تَعُودُونَ, نَعُدْ, originally نَعُودُ. Number two, وَإِمَّا مَاضِيَيْن, or either, both of them can be past tense. For example, وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا, Surah Al-Isra, 17th Surah, 8th Ayat, and if you all returned, we will have returned. Yani, the meaning here is past tense verb, but the meaning is present tense verb. If you return, we will return. So here, if the verb of the شرط and جواب الشرط are both past tense, not affected by the أدات الشرط. Number three, the third possibility, وَإِمَّا مَاضِيًا فَمُضَارِيًا. Or it's possible that the one of them can be past tense and the other, and then followed by a present tense, as in Surah Ash-Shura, 42nd Surah, 20th Ayat, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِهِ. So whoever from amongst you desires the harvest of the hereafter, we will give him an increase in that which he will harvest. So in this case, the fi'l of the شرط is a past tense verb, من كان. The fi'l of the شرط is كان, past tense verb, and the جواب الشرط is نزيد, present tense. يعني originally نزيد, نزيد, زاد يزيد, نزيد, نعم. So here it became مجزوم because it's, يعني the جواب الشرط is a مضارع verb, so it became مجزوم. The fourth possibility is إما مُضَارِيًا فَمَاضِيًا, or it may come, the fi'l of the شرط may be مُضَارِي followed by the جواب الشرط as a ماضي, as in the saying of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, قوله نحو قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم, من يقم ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له. يعني whoever stands in the night of Qadr, يعني in prayer, with إيمان and احتساب, يعني with out of faith and expectation, anticipation of the reward of Allah, غُفِرَ لَهُ, he will be forgiven. Yani his sins will be forgiven. So the fi'l of the شرط is مُضَارِ. يَقُمْ, originally يَقُومُ, became مَجْزُوم, as the fi'l of the شرط, sign of it being مَجْزُوم is the سُكُون, which was preceded by in يَقُومُ, by the wow with سُكُون, because of إِلْتِقَاء السَّاكِنَيْن is deleted. مَنْ يَقُمْ لَيْلَةَ قَدْرِ إِيمَانٍ وَاحْتِسَابٍ غُفِرَ, is the جواب الشرط is a past tense. So present tense in the فعل الشرط, past tense in the جواب الشرط. So we said that the two verbs of the شرط construction can either both be past tense or both be present tense, or a mixture of past tense present tense or present tense past tense. The past tense verb is not affected يعني by the work of the أدوات الشرط making them مجزوم. Past tense verbs are مبنيون, but the present tense verb will become مجزوم, either as the فعل of the شرط or the فعل of the جواب الشرط. It will be مجزوم unless the جواب الشرط is preceded by فا, in which case it will be, the whole جواب الشرط will be في محل جزم. Okay, now we look at the exercise that follows this discussion of the types of verbs that are in the fi'l or that are in the shart and the jawab al-shart. The instruction says, page 121, exercise number 1, fi kulli fiqratin, in every paragraph, mimma ya'ti, or every yani sentence or point, fi kulli fiqratin mimma ya'ti jumlatan, and in every one of these sentences or every one of these lines, there are two sentences. في كل فقرة مما يأتي, from what follows, there are جملتان. اجعل فعل الأولى شرطا. Make the فعل of the first part of that, يعني the شرط, وفعل الأخرى جوابه, and make the verb of the second part its جواب. So they're going to give us two verbs. The first one we're going to make the فعل, we're going to make it the شرط, and the second one we're going to make it the جواب الشرط. So I have the two verbs I have for number one. Oh, musta'amilan in. Yani, make the first verb the shart and the second verb the jawab al-shart, musta'amilan, using the particle in. So I have tansuruni and ansuruka. So if we use in and make tansuruni the fi'l of the shart, it became majzoom in tansurni. In tansurni, and ansuruka became majzum ansurka. In a previous occasion when we were doing this book, I noticed that some of the students had in the book, instead of tansuruni and ansuruka, they had tadrubuni and adrubuka. So the same rule is applicable. Yani in tadrubni, in tadrubni adrubka, adrubka. The second one, نعمل صالحا ندخل الجنة. So we're going to use مستعملا in, we're going to make it into a شرط and جواب الشرط. إن نعمل صالحا ندخل الجنة. يعني if we do righteous deeds, we'll enter the paradise. يعني making, يعني نعمل مجزوم نعمل. إن نعمل صالحا and ندخل became ندخل الجنة, or with كسرة because of يعني because of the ساكنين, we say we'll add a كسرة here, ندخل الجنة. Number 3, تأكل طعاما فاسدا and تمرض. تأكل is going to become مجزوم تأكل, and تمرض is going to become مجزوم تمرض. يعني إن تأكل طعاما فاسدا تمرض, if you eat food that is spoiled or rotten, you'll become sick. Okay, going to the next page, we're still in exercise number 1, sentence number 4. We have لا تجتهدوا and ترسبوا. So we're going to make تجتهدوا مجزوم تجتهد, and ترسبوا become مجزوم ترسب. So we're going to use in, right, with la. So in la becomes illa tajtahid tarsub. If you do not work hard, you will fail. If you do not work hard, you will fail. Naam. Number 5. We have tusafirina and usafiru. In tusafiri usafir. If you travel, I will travel. Yeah, here, tusafirina is yani the second person feminine singular form of the mudari verb. Anti tusafirina. In tusafiri, yani majzoom, the sign of it being majzoom is the hadf and the noon, hadf of the noon, usafir. Yani majzoom, walamatu jazmihi sukoon. Number 6, tanamu mubakiran and tastayqidu mubakiran. Yani, if you sleep early, you will awake early. إن تنام مبكرا تستيقظ مبكرا. يعني تنام became مجزوم. The sign of it being مجزوم is the سكون on the ميم, which was preceded by ألف with سكون. Because of التقاء ساكنين, the ألف is deleted. So تنام became إن تنام مبكرا تستيقظ, يعني with سكون on the ظا مبكرا. Number 7. Number 7, I have taktubuna ilayya. Aktubu ilaykum. Taktubuna became majzoom by in. So the sign of it being majzoom is the hadf and noon. In taktubu ilayya. If you write to me, aktub ilaykum. I will write to you. Number 8. Taghibu kathiran. And tafutuka ad-durusu. Yani, if you are absent a lot of lessons will pass you by. You will miss a lot of lessons. So taghibu became majzoom by in as the fi'l of the sharf. The sign of majzoom is the sukoon on the ba preceded by ya with sukoon, so the ya is deleted. So taghibu became taghib. In taghib kathiran, yani tafutuka, yani became majzoom. The sign of it being majzoom is sukoon on the ta, which originally is preceded by waw with sukoon. So because of iltiqa sakinain, the waw is deleted. So tafutu became tafut. Tafutuka, yani tafutka ad-durusa. Yani in taghib kathiran, tafutka ad-durusu. Tafutu became tafut. Taghibu became taghib. Number 9. Tabi'u sayyarataka ashtariha. Yani, if you sell your car, I will purchase it. So tabi'u became majzoom. In tabi' sayyarataka ashtariha. So tabi'u, when it became majzoom, sukoon on the ayn preceded by ya with sukoon, the ya is deleted, so it became tabi' in tabi' sayyarataka ashtariha. Yani ashtari became majzoom, so the ya, the last letter ashtari, the ya is deleted, became ashtari, ashtariha. If you sell your car, I will buy it. Number 10, tabqayani fi makkata an abqa ma'akuma. If you two remain in Mecca, I will remain with the two of you. So, in tabqaya fi makkata abqa ma'akuma. In tabqaya, yani the noon is deleted as the sign of it being majzoom. And abqa, the alif maksur is deleted as the sign of it being majzoom. So, in tabqaya without noon fi makkata أبقى without ألف مكسورة معكما. Number 11. لا أكتب. And then we have أنسى with ألف مكسورة. So if we want to change it, يعني لا, we're going to add in, right? In لا becomes إلا أكتب أنسى. يعني if I do not write, I will forget. In لا أكتب became أكتب and أنسى became أنسى. يعني مجزوم. Aktub majzoom with sukoon, ansa majzoom with hadf and al-alif al-maqsura. Ansa. Number 12, tasumu ghadan asumu. Yani, if you fast tomorrow, I will fast. In tasum ghadan asum. Yani, tasumu became majzoom, sukoon on the meme, preceded by waw with sukoon, iltiqa sakinain, delete the waw, became tasum. In tasum ghadan asum. Asum is originally from asumu. When it became majzoom, the meme took sukoon. The waw with sukoon makes iltiqa sakinain. The waw is deleted. Became asum. Number 13. Taqulu al-haqqa tanju. Yani, if you say the truth, you will be saved. In taqul al-haqqa tanjuh. Yani taqulu became majzoom. The lam took sukoon. Waw has sukoon. Iltiqa sakinain. Delete the waw. Taqul. In taqul al-haqq. In taqul al-haqqa tanjuh. Yani tanjuh. When it became majzoom, the waw is deleted. Tanjuh. Number 14. تزورني 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 أزورك. Yani, if you visit me, I will visit you. In tazurni, azurka. Yani, tazuru became majzum, ra took sukun, waw with sukun is preceded it, iltiqa is sakinin, the waw is deleted, so it became tazur. Tazurni. In tazurni, azuruka. Again, the ra takes sukun, waw with sukun, iltiqa is sakinin, is deleted, azurka. In tazuruni, azurka. Okay, these are the 14 sentences of the first exercise, number one. And we still have, 15 minutes. So we'll do exercise number two, and we'll see if there's any time remaining after that. Exercise number two is lesson 15, page 122. في كل فقرة مما يأتي جملتان. In each of the lines that follow their two sentences, اجعل فعل الأولى شرطا. Make the first verb the شرط. وفعل الأخرى جوابه. And make the other verb its جواب. مستعملا أداة الشرط المذكورة بين القوسين. Using the instruments of شرط that are mentioned between the parentheses. Okay, at the end of each line, there's a أداة الشرط, one instrument of شرط, من وما, or متى, or أين, or مهما. You have to use that أداة الشرط, and then you have to make sure that the مضارع verbs became majzoom. Okay, number one, يغيبوا أكثر من أسبوعين يفصلوا. So we want to say men. يعني the adat الشرط they gave us is men. من يغيب. يغيبوا became يغيب. من يغيب أكثر من أسبوعين يفصل. يعني whoever is absent more than 2 weeks, he will be expelled from classes. Number two, تأكلوا and آكلوا. The adat الشرط they gave us is ما. Whatever you eat, I will eat. ما تأكل آكل. Both of them مجزوم with سكون. Number three. تكونون أزوركم إن شاء الله. يعني the adat الشرط they gave أينما, wherever. أينما, يعني this is أين with the attached to it ما, which is for emphasis. أينما تكونوا, يعني أينما تكونوا, يعني تكونون became مجزوم, so it became instead of تكونون تكونوا. أينما تكونوا أزوركم إن شاء الله. Wherever you be, I will visit you. So تكونون became تكونوا, and أزوركم became أزوركم إن شاء الله. Number four, لا يرحموا and لا يرحموا. يعني the أداة الشرط they gave us is من, يعني whoever. من لا يرحم. من لا يرحم, whoever is not merciful, meaning to others, لا يرحم, then he will not be given mercy as well. Whoever is not merciful to others, he will not be dealt with mercy. Number five, تعود and أعود. The adat الشرط متى, يعني whenever. متى تعود أعود. تعود became تعود and أعود became أعود. Whenever the verb, يعني the أجوف verb, because the middle radical is going to be a weak letter, when it became مجزوم and the last letter took سكون, the weak letter that already has سكون is going to be omitted in order to eliminate التقاء ساكنين. Number 6, page 122, lesson 15, exercise number 2. تجلسوا أجلسوا. The adat الشرط they gave us is أين. يعني wherever you sit, I will sit. أين تجلس with سكون. أجلس with سكون. Wherever you sit, I will sit. Number 7. تقرأوا and أقرأوا. And the adat الشرط they gave us is مهما. Whatever. مهما تقرأ أقرأ. يعني with سكون on تقرأ and أقرأ. Both of them being مجزوم. Whatever you read, I will also read. Turning to page 123. Sentence number 8 at the top of the page. يتوب إلى الله. And it says in my book, Yatubu alayhi Allah, but it should be Yatubu Allah alayhi. Can you reverse the last two words? Yatubu ila Allah, Yatubu Allahu alayhi. So, the adat al-shart they gave us is men, whoever. Whoever repents to Allah, turns in repentance to Allah, Allah will accept his repentance. Men yatub ila Allah, yatub Allahu alayhi. Man yatub ila Allah, yatub illahu alayhi. Whoever turns to Allah in repentance, Allah will accept his repentance. Number 9. Yushriku billahi an yadkhulu an-nar. That the shot they gave us is men again. Whoever makes something as a partner or an associate or an equal with Allah, he will enter the hellfire. Man yushrik, majzoom with sukoon, billahi, yadkhul, majzoom with sukoon, an-nara. Man yushrik billahi, yadkhul or yadkhulin-nara. Whoever makes shirk with Allah, he will enter the hellfire. And number 10, yanjahu bitakdiri mumtazin and yahsulu ala jaizatin. They gave us men again. Men yanjah bitakdiri mumtazin yahsul ala jaizatin. Yani whoever pass, yani the exam with a takdir mumtaz, yani with a grade of mumtaz, excellent, yahsul, then he will achieve or receive, and he will attain a jaiza, a prize. Now, okay, we still have 10 minutes remaining. And we don't have a lot of time. That was what we actually had originally planned for this session, but last week it was postponed. So I gave you a little bit of extra homework, page 123 to read. Yani, when the fa'is attached to the jawab al-shart. And 124, one exercise that came with that. It was 20 sentences. We won't be able to do those 20 sentences, but at least we'll read now the Arabic explanation of when the fa' is attached to the jawab al-shart, the 9 places that the Shaykh mentioned. We'll read those, and next week, inshallah, we'll come back and we'll read it again and do the exercises that follow. All right, so we're on page 123, Arabic explanation of jawab al-shart with fa', yani, page 123 and 124, 9 places in which the jawab al-shart require that it be preceded with fa'. Alright, so we're going to mention an example, at least one example for each one of them. The point is, though, memorizing those 9 places, knowing when you have to use fa', and then here, this is the explanation of those 9 places, the reason why you're using fa', and an example of it. Okay, عرفت في الدرس السابق أن جواب الشرط يقترن بالفاء في مواضع منها one. يعني you knew, you learned in the previous lesson that the جواب الشرط is accompanied by فاء in various places. منها, from amongst them, are number one, أن يكون جملة اسمية. يعني if the جواب الشرط is a nominal sentence. That was from the previous lesson. Number two, أن يكون فعلا طلبيا, that the جواب الشرط is a طلبي, يعني a فعل طلبي. ومن أنواع الطلب, and the types of طلب are a command, الأمر, a prohibition, a نحي, and also الاستفهام, a question. So that's what we had in the previous lesson, and the examples were in the previous lesson, and now we look at 7 more cases in which جواب الشرط requires فا. نذكر الآن بقية المواضع. يعني now we mention the remaining places in which the fa is required for the jawab al-shart. Number 3, أن يكون فعلا جامدا. يعني that the verb is a jamid verb. يعني a jamid verb means a verb that only has one form. It doesn't have present tense and it doesn't have command form. It only has one form. So from the أفعال الجامدة are ليس and عسى and other verbs like this. So if it is a fi'l jamid, it requires fa. And yakuna fi'lan jamidan, like man ghashana falaysa minha. Falaysa minna. Whoever cheats us or deceives us, then he is not one of us. Laysa minna. That The jawab al-shart begins with laysa, therefore, yani a fi'l jamid, so it's preceded by fa. The number four, an yaqtarina bi qad, yani if the jawab al-shart is accompanied by qad, then it must also take fa. For example, wa may yuti' Allah wa rasulahu faqad faza fawzan 'azima, surah al-ahzab 33rd surah 71st ayat. Whoever obeys Allah and his messenger, faqad, yani here it's the jawab al-shart is faza fawzan 'azima, it's preceded by qad, therefore it must take fa. Faqad faza fawzan 'azima, whoever obeys Allah and his messenger, then indeed that person has achieved a great magnificent success. Number five, and yaqtarina bima an-nafiyati, yani that the jawab al-shart is accompanied by ma an-nafiya, the ma that is ma of negation. For example, mahma takun al-dhurufu fama akdhibu, no matter whatever is the dhuruf, the situation, circumstances are, fama akdhibu, I will not lie. No matter what the circumstances are, I will not lie. Here the jawab al-sharat is preceded by ma an-nafiya, ma akdhibu, therefore it must be accompanied by fa. Number six, and yaqtarina bilan. For example, man labisa al-harira fi dunya falan yalbasahu fi al-akhirah. Here, yani when the jawab al-sharat is accompanied by lan, as in whoever wears silk in the dunya, in this world, فَلَنْ يَلْبَسَهُ, then he will never wear it in the akhirah, in the next life. So here, the jawab al-sharat is لَنْ يَلْبَسَهُ, لَنْ يَلْبَسَهُ. Yani if the jawab al-sharat has لَنْ, it must be preceded by fa. فَلَنْ يَلْبَسَهُ, يَلْبَسَ is mansub with fatha because of لَنْ. Number seven, and yaqtarina bis-seen, yani the particle seen that indicates futurity. For example, in tusafir fasa'usafiru, if you travel, then I will also travel. And here the jawab al-shart is sa'usafiru, sa'usafiru, yani because it's preceded by the letter seen, the particle of the future, then it must be accompanied by fa. And because it's accompanied by fa, yani the mudari verb usafiru is not majzum. Just like in the previous example, yalbas is not majzum. And also, fama akdhibu is not majzum because it's preceded by fa. But rather the whole jawab is, we said, fi mahalli jazm. Fama akdhibu is fi mahalli jazm. And likewise, falan yalbasahu is fi mahalli jazm. And in this case, فَسَأُسَافِرُ is في محل جزم, but the verb itself, you're not going to change it to being مجزوم. Number eight, أَنْ يَقْتَرِنَ بِسَوْفَ, if the جواب الشرط is accompanied by سوفا, which also indicates future, as in, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ عَيْلَةً فَسَوْفَ يُغْنِيكُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنْ شَاءَ. So if you fear عَيْلَة, poverty, then soon Allah will suffice you from His fadl, from His bounty, insha'a, if He will, Surah At-Tawbah, 9th Surah, 28th Ayat. Here, when khiftum, yani the fi'l al-shart is past tense, so it's not affected. The jawab al-shart, fasawfa yughniikum. Yughniikum is a mudari verb, it should be majzum, but because it's preceded by sawfa, which requires it to take fa, so the mudari verb that has a fa attached to the jawab, yani it doesn't become majzum, but the whole jawab, فَسَوْفَ يُغْنِيكُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنْ شَاءَ, yani the whole jawab shot, فَسَوْفَ يُغْنِيكُمُ اللَّهُ, becomes فِي مَحَلِّ جَزْمُ. And then the last case in which it's accompanied by fa is, and we'll stop with this one, وَأَنْ يُصَدَّرَ بِكَأَنَّمَا, yani if the sentence begins with كَأَنَّمَا, the jawab al-shart begins with كَأَنَّمَا, or the whole thing begins with كَأَنَّمَا, then this also requires yani the use of fa. نعم, أَنَّهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا. This is Surah Al-Ma'idah, the 5th Surah, 32nd Ayah. أنه من قتل نفسا, whoever kills a soul بغير نفس, other than for murder, they have killed somebody else, أو فساد في الأرض, or for other than them making corruption in the earth, فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا. This is جواب الشرط, فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا, because it, the جواب الشرط begins with كأنما, so it has to also be preceded by فا. And finally we said, ولا يجزم جواب الشرط إذا اقترن بالفا ويكون الإعراب حينئذ للجملة فيقال إنها في محل جزم. يعني لا يجزم جواب الشرط, it doesn't become مجزوم if the جواب الشرط is accompanied by فا. Rather, the إعراب at that point becomes for the whole jumla, the whole جواب الشرط, and we say إنها في محل جزم, that the whole جواب الشرط is in the place of being مجزوم. And this is where we're going to stop at. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. And we ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى that He accept from us, يعني whatever good we did during those special days of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, that He multiply and that He help us to continue to do good deeds, that He recognize, reward, and record our good deeds, that He pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He keep us firm upon a sirat al-mustaqim until we return to Him in a condition of being pleasing to Him and pleased with Him. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah, we'll be sending homework assignment. And tomorrow, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala.